Hear now from the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, a portion of chapter 23, leading up to and including the crucifixion of Jesus. And there were also others, two malefactors, led with him to be slain. And when they had come to the place called Skull, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And dividing his garments, they cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers with them also derided, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself." And an inscription was also written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, "This is the king of the Jews." And one of the malefactors who were hanging beside him blasphemed him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, because thou art in the same judgment? And we indeed justly, for we receive the worth of what we have committed, but this man has committed nothing amiss." And he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work True Christian Religion, a portion of passage 539. There are two duties incumbent on man, to be done after examination, namely supplication and confession. The supplication should be that the Lord may be merciful, that he may give power to resist the evils that have been repented of, and that he will provide inclination and affection for doing good. Since apart from the Lord, man can do nothing. The confession will be that he sees, recognizes, and acknowledges his evils, and finds himself to be a miserable sinner. There is no need for man to enumerate his sins before the Lord, nor to supplicate for forgiveness for them. He need not enumerate them because he has searched them out and seen them in himself. And consequently, they are present to the Lord because they are present to himself. Moreover, the Lord led him to search them out, disclosed them, and inspired grief for them, and together with this, an effort to refrain from them and begin a new life. Supplication need not be made to the Lord for forgiveness of sins for the following reasons. First, because sins are not abolished but removed, and they are removed so far as man continues to refrain from them and enters upon a new life. For there are innumerable lusts inherent, coiled up, as it were, in every evil. And they cannot be put away instantly, but only gradually, as man permits himself to be reformed and regenerated. The second reason is that as the Lord is mercy itself, he forgives all men their sins, nor does he impute a single sin to anyone. For he says, "They know not what they do." Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.